Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Greg. You know, we were saying we should have intro music to start the show. I'm not sure that's the best way to start, really. Matt points this out from Middlesbrough. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. It's 4 o'clock. Welcome, Scott Mills. Not the best thing to start with if you're a DJ, really. Evacuate the dance floor. I won't do that again. I'm not actually feeling that bad, to be honest. How are you, Becky?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Despite the Brits and watching TV with Greg in my house with no sound until 5 a.m, I'm feeling fine.
Why were you watching it? Oh, because of your neighbours.
No, we just couldn't work the sound. Greg was round the back of my amplifier going, it's just this lead here. Nothing.
Is that a euphemism?
No. He was just pulling out all the leads and plugging back in again.
Why did the sound suddenly stop working?
I don't know. I think what may have happened is my flatmate preempted that I would be coming back late. And therefore
that's an amazing idea.
Did unplug some of the wires so that he didn't get woken up. And if he did, flatmate, props to you, because I did try and get the sound working at 5 a.m.
What did you watch on mute?
I think...
Did you find, like, what I like watching in the middle of the night is ITV, like, do
night
backwards...
Screen.
No, but they do, like, what they do in the daytime, but put it on for the same time in the night for people who work, like, night shift.
Do they?
So you can see, like, Loose Women, Jeremy Kyle, all the daytime classics. But
no, we were way past that. We were on ITV Night Screen. Have you ever watched that? It's just a series of slides telling you what's coming up for the next week on ITV1.
I think I used to do some voiceovers for missing people on that.
Did you?
Yeah. But you wouldn't have been able to hear them because you...
It's quite astonishing that here in 2010, ITV Night Screen is still on the TV, because literally it is just some slides and some still pictures of Emmerdale and stuff. Anyway, good show yesterday at the Brits. Loving the picture of me and Gaga on the homepage. Check it out, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'm just going to frame that. It all went very well yesterday. However, there was one bit of trouble. You know, there's always one bit of trouble. Something went horribly, horribly wrong last night. More on this after 4:30. We also have video footage of this, don't we? We were filming it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not proud of what I've done.
They can probably guess what happened.
Oh, God. Right, more on this after 4:30.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we found this new thing. You know, on your computer, you can type something in and it reads it out in a slightly computerised voice.
Mm.
We found a new one. And what you do is you just type stuff in that you want it to say, but it says it for you in accents, and it's pretty cool.
Rather than just the boring computer voice.
Yeah, they do. Well, it is still a computer voice, but you get, like, different accents. Shall we start with Julie? Julie from America, right?
Right.
And she's doing the words to TikTok off of Kesha. Any second now. Is it crashed?
Oh, no, we were just trying to find Julie. Hang on.
All right, sorry.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses. I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit the city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
I like this.
She sounds quite nice. Yeah. Quite friendly.
The ones from the UK are quite posh. We have Charles. This is Charles from the UK with his take on TikTok by Kesha.
I think he might be doing different lyrics.
Oh, is he doing different ones?
He's doing TikTok, but I think he might carry on the verse.
Oh, amazing. So,
and
just
talking pedicure on our toes, trying on all our clothes, boys blowing up our phones.
It's good, isn't it? See,
you
I'm
can
thinking.
Actually see, the best bit about it is you can actually see a picture of them and their computer mouth, like, goes, boop, 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 yeah. Like in a little cartoon.
It's really good. I think what can happen is we can actually dump the posh Radio 4 lady if this pays off, and then we can have, like, all the Dear Scots read out in a different accent every Thursday. What do you think?
It might take a while, because I think it only does a certain number of characters, so you'd be sitting there,
oh, right.
Like, retyping, but I think...
Can we have Australian? Can we hear what that sounds like, please? Just waiting for the one that doesn't speak to type some more lyrics for TikTok by
Karen.
Kesha.
Karen.
Oh, it's Karen, is it, from Australia? Okay. In your own time, Karen.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, in our fight. Till we see the sunlight.
Sunlight.
TikTok on the clock. But the party don't stop, no.
Right. Sunlight.
It is better than normal computer voice.
Yeah. Just a bit of variation with the accents.
I'm not sure they're entirely the accents they claim to be.
No. Like, I think Charles from the UK is my favourite. I like the Australian one because she says sunlight. What else have we got? China? We've got Lin Lin, I think, from China. Sorry, just typing in some more words to Kesha's TikTok.
WAKEUPIMTHEMORNIMGFVELINGLIKETDIDDY.
I think she's just spelling out the words. I don't remember TikTok going anything like that. Maybe we won't use Lin Lin for the Dear Scots.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I saw her about 3 a.m. last night, brushing her teeth with a bottle of actual Jack. Not really. She was just at the bar, feeling like P. Diddy. That was Kesha, our friend, and blah, blah, blah.
Until she saw you.
Yeah. I like
Who
her.
Who else was there at your party?
I saw Louis Walsh and Lee Ryan. That's it.
Did you go to one of the...
I was happy with that. I went to one of the after-show parties, yeah. And Kesha. Sorry, Kesha. So just Kesha, Lee Ryan and Louis Walsh. All-star lineup. Now, we still don't know whether she found her fat bearded man that she was looking for, because we heard from Kesha yesterday on the show and she was saying that she was on the hunt for a man. Well, I saw her like 3 a.m. There wasn't any fat bearded people with her at all, so I'm not sure that the hunt was successful.
She wasn't trying it on with Louis instead?
Not from what I could see, no.
Okay.
Quite a lot of people saying, please don't dump the Posh Radio 4 lady with your computerised accent voice thing. I think she's safe for now, to be honest, because I'm not quite sure they've mastered it. Can we have some German, please? This is a thing where you type it in and then it does it for you in an accent.
Stop. Talken tat bla 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 ging über getting teeth na na na. Not in feedback of mu ka ka ka. I few kick talken tat bla 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 bla.
Right. You know German, don't you? Is that German?
No, she's...
Is that blah 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 by Kesha in actual German?
No, she's not translating it. She's just saying it as if it's German language, so it's...
Stop talking. That blah 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 think y'all be getting this na-na-na. Not in the back of my car. If you keep talking that blah 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 blah.
That's Sanjita.
Boy, come on.
No, like I said, the PR4L is safe for now, I feel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, you know there's always some trouble at the Brit Awards for me every year, whether it's me waking up late for my show in a hotel dressed in just a shirt, or... That did happen. Or really annoying the man who used to be the Wombles, who is now Katie Melua's manager. Do you not know about that, Greg?
I didn't know about that.
Oh, there was a terrible incident a few years ago. We interviewed every pop star, telling them that Katie Melua had been slagging them off.
Oh, no.
So it was like, have you heard what Katie Melua has been saying about you? And then obviously we get the replies from people like Westlife at the time, and it wasn't pretty. And the bloke who used to be the Wombles complained a lot. So sorry to him and to Katie again, 3 years later.
Uncle Bulgaria.
Yeah. And last year, we tried to take away with us one of the huge statues that they have littered all around the building at the Brit Awards. This is not one of the awards. This is like a big, big statue, bigger than a person. A large statue in silver. Now, we did attempt it again this year.
Car waiting and everything.
Yeah, we had a car waiting, getaway car, as we planned. But it just went wrong. And Greg is here because he was involved.
I think it's... I'm blaming Greg.
Look,
for this.
Look, listen, hey. That's why you aren't pointing the finger, Becky. I was roped into this.
Well,
You needed extra hands, and I said I'd be more than happy to help.
It's only because I was carrying your man bag.
Yeah, you did have to carry the man bag.
Yeah.
But, we were just about to leave... We've been working hard.
We were going too fast, Greg.
Yeah, but okay. You were leading it. You were at the front. You were at the head of the Brit.
Right, so here's what happened. We decide that we want to take one of these giant statues again. Greg agrees to help. Then we charge down the stairs and we get it outside. No one says a word to us. We just get it right outside. We are going too fast.
We're not inconspicuous either. I mean, I'm gangly and everyone could have seen us running out of the building with it.
Yeah.
There is a video of this right now at Radio 1 online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Scott Mills pages.
I've just seen it and we just look like really weird chuckle brothers.
Yeah.
It's like a to me, to you moment.
I turn into like a schoolmistress, like a, or a mum. I'm just, because all you can hear on the video is me going, slow down, slow down. You're
I've got
drawing
that.
Attention.
I've got that here.
Don't run, don't run.
No, slow down because you're making it too obvious.
No, it's
fine. No.
Oh God, Scott and Greg, you're making it far too obvious.
Yeah, you just carry the bags.
Anyway, so we get outside. It's all fine. We've got this massive kind of silver lady. Under
we
our
got
arms.
To the gate.
What?
We got to the gate.
We got to the actual gate. We were so near the getaway car, and then.
Okay, well, look, you dropped the head.
Let me say first.
You dropped the head, Scott.
No, I didn't drop the head. What happened was the lady has two kind of quite thin arms, and I made the mistake of maybe carrying. Because it was getting heavy.
Yeah.
I was carrying her by her head, and I was like, oh, God, I'll just have a bit of a rest, and I'll just hold her by the arm. And at that point, the arm snapped off.
Yeah.
And then you dropped the rest of it.
Yeah, but I can't hold a whole Brit up just from the base.
So, it is your fault, I think, because
it's
actually,
not my fault. You can't put this on me. You can't put this on me.
Here's what happened after the drop. It's Greg going, keep calm. Keep calm.
No, I thought, because there are lots of people and lots of neon jackets around the area, but I thought they were sort of looking at us, but they were just escorting the celebrities home. But I started panicking, I did.
We just wanted to put it in the office, because they are really cool. Here's our boss, Rob.
Didn't go quite to plan.
That didn't go quite to plan, did it?
I put him on lookout, and then, yeah.
It was really funny, because everyone was kind of sort of hamming it up a little bit, and then it went wrong. And, yeah. Rob goes, "I'm not pretending now. No. I think this has gone badly wrong. It's just got really serious."
Here's Rob again.
Oh, that shouldn't have happened.
I know
that shouldn't have happened.
You know,
that was
something
genuine.
When something awful happens, a lot of people stand around, look, and then state the obvious. And Rob was doing that last night.
He was.
Night.
Here's another stating the obvious from Rob.
Like the hand just fell off. Seriously.
That's gone horribly wrong. Yes, it has, Rob. You're absolutely right. It really
it was
has gone
awful.
Wrong.
I felt so bad. But then all I cared about was actually still trying to get some bits.
Right, so yes. So by now, the arm is off. The middle of the Brit.
Well,
is,
her chest was smashed.
Her
in.
Chest was. Okay, because when we dropped it, it kind of. Yeah, the chest fell
it's
off.
It's a collapsed lung.
Yes.
Really.
And also. The poor statue lady did break in half.
Now, and they managed to get her shield and her little horn.
Now, the thing is, we are laughing about this, but as you can see on the video, we were genuinely really did not know what to do on the video. And I just want to say sorry to the people at the Brits, because you let us take the big award out. Well, no one stopped us. And we have broken it. And it was a genuine accident, and I'm really, really sorry. If you want to see the video now, it's on my pages at Radio 1 Online. Here's someone helping.
Glue.
Should we use some glue? Stick it back together.
Just watching the video now, and Becky is using the Brit's shield as an umbrella.
Well, it was really rainy, and I've got quite curly hair, and I'd straightened it for the night, so I thought if I could use the shield in some way.
That was the least of our worries.
Once it had broken, though, Becky was just thinking of herself.
Do you think we could just take this to see here?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah.
We were like, well, we can't take the rest of it, so just take the shield as a souvenir. And the final word from Greg on the video.
It just went wrong, didn't it? Great night, ended badly.
No.
Oh, God.
I don't remember saying that. If you want to see the video, have a look online now and look at the disappointment and shock on our faces. Awful.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Gemma is here now, who works upstairs in the office. Hi, Gems.
Hi.
You're looking nice today.
Thank you. What's just going on?
Nothing. I'm sorry I couldn't come for a run this morning. I wasn't up. But we'll go on when? Tomorrow?
On Friday.
Friday. Mm-hmm. What, early-ish, isn't it?
Early, really right. Early.
That's not the only reason I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
Can I tell the listeners about embarrassing text message of the week?
I'm not sure what you mean.
When you were watching the Winter Olympics?
Oh, no.
Please let
I
me.
I didn't know about this.
Right, the things
it's
that,
not why I wanted to broadcast.
The things that I find out when I'm running with Gemma are brilliant, and that's why we need to go more often.
Don't we have a confidentiality agreement or something?
Okay, do we not?
What happens on the run should stay on.
Right, okay, in future, just tell me. But okay. Let's just
now,
have this
he's
one.
Just gonna say it.
Let's have this one for now, shall we, James? Right, so you're watching the Winter Olympics, and your dad's working there, isn't he?
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. Now, you were watching the luge, weren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, which is big and scary, isn't it?
Very terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're watching that, and you... Who did you text?
I texted my stepmom.
Yeah. What did you want to text to her? What did you want to say?
I wanted to say I'm watching the luge on TV and it looks really terrifying.
Yeah. And what did you text to your mum?
Have you seen the lube?
Really, do be careful when you're texting your mum.
I was quite tired. It was quite late at night, to be fair.
And she texts back going, I don't think this one was meant for me.
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. Right, thanks, Gems. That's all. I'll see you on Friday. Love you. Podcast.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's 5:20 and it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? Becky, you need to get to the doctor about that splinter. It might be fiberglass, people are saying.
I've got more than one. And yes, I did say I was trying to pick a bit out when I was in the loo last night. Yeah. Someone picked up on that.
Thanks for that.
It's just the best place for doing that sort of thing. You know when you just don't have time to do stuff, you know, like pluck your eyebrows and get your splinters out?
Sometimes I do loads on the loo because, you're a busy person, aren't you?
You do all your admin on the loo, don't you?
I really do, yeah. What's wrong with that? Hi, Patrick.
Hello, Scott. You all right?
Oh, yeah, fine. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah.
How was your night last night?
Yeah, we're decent. I actually got spotted for the first time.
Yes,
no,
Patrick.
You didn't.
Where was that?
In Tiger.
Oh, yeah, you went out, didn't you, in Leeds?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? What occurred?
Not really much. A lot of double vodka Red Bull got drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what happened with the spotting?
I'd somehow lost most of my mates, so I just thought I'll have a sit down for 2 minutes, just hopefully spot someone and regroup. And these two girls, like whenever I sort of glanced over, they were just like talking and staring at me, and that so I was like, what's going on here? And then they came over, and they were just like, this is going to sound really weird and stalkerish, but are you the Patrick off Scott Mills? And I was like, indeed I am. And they were very nice.
Okay, and were they nice ladies?
Yeah, they were. I can't actually remember the names, but one of them, yeah.
Brilliant.
Did you sign anything for them?
I wasn't asked, I would have done, but I wasn't actually asked to. But,
I'm really sorry that you are known now as Patrick off Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we went to the Brits, I don't know whether anyone's mentioned it on Radio 1 today.
I did hear something about it, yeah.
Yeah, I won't bore you with it, but it was good. All right, it's time for Oh, What's Occurring? The unbeatable Patrick is playing with Becky. Let's go!
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Lady Gaga, Patrick?
I do, yeah.
Did you see her performance at the Brits?
I didn't,
no. Right. I like her and all, but what was that song? Seriously.
What was that outfit?
I love the outfit. Right, there's a video online at the moment.
It was quite revealing.
It was a revealing outfit. There's a video where she won't let me touch her hair, and I beg her, and she just goes, now. She had a Lady Gaga typical outfit on last night. But do you know her real name, Patrick?
No.
No idea at all?
Not a clue, no.
Do you, Becky?
Stephanie Gaga?
Stephanie Gaga.
I think her first name is Stephanie. I assume her surname's Gaga. Lady Stephanie Gaga.
Right.
One that doesn't speak is just Googling it. Hang on.
Right, it's Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta.
Oh, so Gaga isn't her surname?
No.
Oh, I thought
Why would Gaga be your surname?
I don't know, it might be
and
Italian
also,
or something.
Thanks for listening. We had her in about a year ago, and she told us why her name was Lady Gaga. It's because her mum used to listen to a lot of Queen records, and they did a song called Radio Gaga, and then that's why she got called Gaga. Fact.
Oh.
Anyway. Do you think the people of Stupid Street know what Lady Gaga's real name is?
Probably not.
Well, we went out to Stupid Street. Do you think they would know her real name? What do you think the most popular name was that they gave on Sheepers Street? That's my question to you, Becky.
Sharon.
Sharon. Patrick. Sharon Gaga. Patrick?
Can I be a smart-ass and say Gaga? Because I reckon a few of them might genuinely believe that...
Well, she's called Gaga Gaga?
Possibly, yeah.
Right, so, okay. So...
I think that's being stupid.
Becky is saying Sharon.
Well, it's the right street for it, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not wrong. So Becky's saying Sharon Gaga, Patrick is saying Gaga Gaga. Let's find out.
Oh!
Do the people of Stupid Street know Lady Gaga's real name?
What do you think Lady Gaga's real name is?
Helen Porter.
What do you think Lady Gaga's real name is?
Jane. Gaga. Carissa.
Geraldine.
We just want to know what you think Lady Gaga's real name is.
Dave.
Dave?
What do you think Lady Gaga's real name is?
Elizabeth Duke.
Elizabeth Duke is in the Argus jewellery section.
Yeah.
We just want to know what you think Lady Gaga's real name is.
Dave.
Yep, real Dave.
I think she looks like a Hannah, because I know a Hannah that looks like her.
So you're going with Dave?
She looks like a Dave, yeah.
We just want to know what you think Lady Gaga's real name is.
Victoria, probably.
Joan Gardner.
What do you think Lady Gaga's real name is?
Lord Harrington.
What? Right, so Sharon wasn't in there and Gaga wasn't in there either.
I like the way they gave full names.
I know.
Helen Porter.
Joan Gardner.
Elizabeth Duke.
Lord Harrington.
I'd love it if her name was Elizabeth Duke. That would make my actual life. No points for that one, sorry, but it was quite a hard question, really.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, now, we've had an email. Thank you very much to our listener, Beth, who sent this in. Beth's got a theory, right? Every time Beth goes to the hairdressers, there is always someone there called Mandy. Now, has this occurred with you, Patrick? Have you been into hairdressers? Is there always a Mandy there?
No.
Right, okay. You, Becky?
No, I don't think... I think my aunt had her hair cut by a Mandy once.
See, I have had my hair cut by a Mandy quite recently. Mm. Whatever the salon, there is always a Mandy. Well, that's Beth's theory, anyway. But is there? Is there a Mandy at every single hair salon? Well, we put this to the test. I called 5 salons. How many of the 5 salons... would have a Mandy that worked there, Patrick?
One.
All right. Becky?
None.
No Mandys?
No.
You don't think Beth's theory is right?
No, well, when you test these theories, it tends not to be, so I'm going to go with none.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Is there a Mandy in every single hairdresser's?
Good afternoon, Headlines. Kelly speaking, can I help?
Hello, is Mandy there, please?
No, we don't have a Mandy that works for you, sorry, I think you might have the wrong number.
The Manmeister General?
Pardon?
Mandy Pandy? The Manster?
No.
She doesn't work there anymore?
No, she doesn't, sorry.
Oh. Does she used to work there?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Hairfees, Sam speaking.
Mandy?
Sam?
Mandy?
No, I think you've got the wrong number.
Is Mandy there?
No, I've not got anybody called Mandy.
Mandolin?
No. Nope.
Mandorama?
I think you've got the wrong number.
The Mandorama?
No.
Oh.
Afternoon, Angels.
Hello, is Mandy there, please?
Who, sorry?
Mandy.
There's no one of Mandy here.
You know, Randy Mandy?
No.
The Manmeister?
Who?
Mandy 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 Mandy.
No.
Mandy Pandy?
No, there's no one of that.
Oh, Mandy. Her.
No.
Rubbish. Again.
Hello, it's the barbershop.
Hiya. Can I speak to Mandy, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mandy. How are you?
I'm all right.
How's things?
Okay. Who is it?
It's Scott.
Scott?
Scotty.
No.
The Scott Meister.
No.
Scott Bamboo.
No.
Little Scott.
No.
Little Scott of Horrors. Remember me?
No.
Do you not remember me? We had such fun.
Did we?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
I thought I meant something.
I'm sorry, no.
Hello?
Hi, is this Whiskers?
It is.
Hello, is Mandy there, please?
Mandy? There's nobody here called Mandy.
You know Man... the Manmeister?
Sorry?
Mandorama?
Who are you talking to?
Handy Mandy, you know her?
No.
So you don't have anyone at your hairdresser's called Mandy?
No.
Do you wish you did?
No.
Oh.
It's quite simple, either you want to book a haircut or you don't.
But I'd like someone called Mandy.
Tough.
Okay. Right, that was a fail.
She was amazing.
She was good.
It's quite simple, either you want to book a haircut or you don't.
But I'd like someone called Mandy.
Tough.
Right. Do you know what? There was one Mandy in there, so Beth's not entirely wrong. Patrick gets a point.
Yeah,
also,
nice one, Beth.
Patrick.
Hello.
Loads of people are texting in saying that someone on Stupid Street did say Gaga was her real name. Did they? I thought they said Gardner.
No, there was a Gardner and there was a Gaga earlier, but I kept quiet because I thought I'd get away with it.
Right, okay. So can I give a point to Patrick because he said Gaga, Gaga? I probably should.
No, you should give a point to me because eventually I came clean and was honest with you.
No. That's wrong. Patrick, you can have 2 points.
Cheers. All right. Oh!
What's the kidding?
Tough.
Love her.
There was real venom in that one, there.
Tough.
Tough.
Right. Yesterday, I don't know whether anyone's told you, we were at the Brit Awards, and there was a lot of random questions asked yesterday by Greg James. Thanks, Greg. You did a brilliant job yesterday. Asking the celebs really quite uncomfortable questions that I was telling you in your ear. So, Greg's there, on the red carpet, asking some very weird questions to some very famous people. My question to both of you, how many random questions did Greg James ask the celebrities on the red carpet at the Brits yesterday on our show, Patrick?
12.
12. Becky?
9.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Greg James and his amazing questions at the Brits.
If you had to name your daughter after a Top Gear presenter, Paolo, which one would it be?
Clarkson?
Just a quick question, Calvin. Yeah. Do you cut your toenails round or square?
Oh,
What's your favourite Angel Delight flavour?
Strawberry.
Have you ever licked a battery, either of you? Who's your favourite member of N-Dubs, Lawrence?
I quite like, I think, Dappy.
If you were a bird, who would you poo on?
Who would I poo on?
How big do you like it? What's your favourite member of N-Dubs?
Sorry?
If a dog had to be thrown at your head, which one would you prefer?
A dog had to be thrown at my head?
Yeah, if it had to. Would you lend me £5?
Why?
I've just got some stuff to buy before the show.
Anything I can help you with?
What's your favourite cheese?
I don't really like cheese.
Oh, do you like tofu?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, do you?
No, what about your favourite biscuit, the best biscuit ever made? One last thing before we go. Have you ever sniffed a badger?
Have I what?
Sniffed a badger.
No.
Now, we'd just like to finish the interview right now, but the only way we are going to finish this interview is if one of you pulls my finger.
See, always the pull my finger joke. You put to turn your nose up at that, but that got a massive laugh from JLS. There were 15 weird questions. Once again, props to Greg for asking all those yesterday without flinching much, which means it's a clean sweep today of 3 out of 3 for Patrick on Oh, What's Occurring? Is there no stopping this man? I'm really sorry, but you can just come back again tomorrow.
Yeah, well, apparently...
Oh, here we go. What's the excuse now?
No, there's no excuse. I was just going to say, according to my really drunk friend last night, who does law or something like that, I should legally be being paid for this when you're putting a certain amount of hours or something like that. I mean, she was hammered, to be fair, but, you know, I'm not going to turn down that.
Right, so you're saying that you now want payment for appearing as a contestant on Oh, What's Occurring?
Well, yeah.
Right.
And how much do you think you deserve for this? What's your fee?
Zane Lowe is
here
now.
Can I just also second that? And I've had conversations with my agent in the past about the spontaneous appearances. I know what's occurring, and the fact that there was never any sort of monetary.
There's no fee involved, really. No,
or in fact offered. That's all. I just want to.
Okay. So, all right. So, Patrick is saying that he wants paying, and Zane is saying for any future appearances on he would also like some money.
Perhaps, I mean, there are recordings of when it happened. We could look into a back pay situation.
You want back payments? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be off with you.
Be off with you? This is ye olde England?
Yes, it is. Be off with you. Forsooth. Right, Patrick, I can't pay you. Who was your friend that was hammered?
Robin.
Robin, okay. Well, tell her to butt out. It's right. Not going to happen, all right?
Right, we'll
all right.
Try.
Speak to you tomorrow. Cheers, for free. God. Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.